Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. This is the first episode of 2024. And if you're a Patreon member, definitely head over and listen to this episode there, because there's about 40 minutes of Lori and I just absolutely bullshitting. A lot of vagina talk, which, sorry, not sorry. We have vaginas and we talk about them. But welcome, y'all. This is our first episode of the new year. So this episode, 40 minutes later, is welcoming us to the new year. And so we've talked a lot about not new year related things. Lori and I needed to catch up. Lori, do you want to do some voicemails before we kind of talk about what our favorite parts of the year was and what we're looking forward to next year?
I absolutely want to do voicemails.
Okay.
This is like one of my favorite, while you pull those up, like my favorite podcast is Reality Gaze. I don't know if anybody else listens to it, but they're amazing. And they like always will be like, okay, so like, let's get into it. And it's like 40 minutes in, they've like finally finished their like announcements portion because they just like can't stop talking. And I'm just like, it used to be my least favorite part of their podcast, but now it's my favorite part of their podcast because it's just them like talking shit for 40 minutes. And then they're like, and now we'll get into the content. I'm like, oh, okay, fine.
Yes. I like that stuff too. I don't know if I could do it for 40 minutes, but I always like the, like if there's a podcast host duo or group that like really vibes, they're so funny together in the beginning. I love that part.
Reality Gaze is everything. You should listen to them. They're my favorite in the entire universe.
Okay, I'll look it up. So let's listen to our first voicemail from Danielle.
Hey guys, it's your favorite person with unicorns on the wall. I actually have a voice back after being sick for all week, so I'm trying to leave a message before the end of the year deadline. Next year, I'm looking forward to just being back, just getting to listen to the podcast. I can't believe it's been like almost 3 years since I found you guys. Thanks for everything. Love you. And I'll see you at the next Super Feelers.
I knew you were going to be really excited about that one.
We love you, Danielle. You sound like a frog. So I hope you feel better. Yeah, we super love you.
And love you. I want to know if she put up a pink Christmas tree this year.
Oh, she sent me a photo of her Christmas tree.
Was it pink?
Yeah. So she had to like get a new one. So it was like not her like best work, she said, but it was still pretty extra, obviously. Danielle is actually coming on the show first week of February because she's talking about her experience in jail, which will be super interesting. Oh.
So you have literally been recording every day for like your whole life, it seems like, lately, and I have not joined anything. And I am like, I'm stoked to listen to some of them. I don't listen to all of them, just like I know you don't listen to all of mine because like we don't have time. No. But I just feel like I have not recorded anything with you and a guest in so fucking long.
I think maybe Connor was the last one.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Which was a long time.
We should try to like coordinate on one together, like a person we like have been wanting to interview or something.
Yeah, I'd love that. Yeah, I'm trying to get, I might be.
Because my ability to manage my calendar is, despite what it appears, better than it was a year and a half ago or 2 years ago. So for one specific person, we could figure it out and I'll be there.
Sweet. Yeah, no, I'd love that. Yeah, I've I just send you the invites in case you can come because I figure why not. But yeah, I've been trying to like get content in because I'm going to have a potential large life change in the next month or so. So I just want to like not have to think about it for a couple months.
I think that's great. That was what was really helpful for me when I went through my move was like,
yeah, the August off.
Dude, I literally had so much content to get me through until the new year so that like, I think we only had to record one episode, Talon and I, to like fill space.
Yeah.
And everything was done so that I could kind of just like ease into my new home and stuff.
It's so helpful. But anyways, so Danielle's going to be on the show, long story short. Super, super stoked that she's going to be there because I feel like her story is super interesting. The audio quality sucks because I was on vacation, and so that part's annoying. But otherwise, it'll be fine. Still listenable.
Okay. But since I am at a place where I need to start recording a little bit more, if anyone has any desire to record, reach out, drop us a voicemail, email, send a carrier pigeon, but be in touch.
Yeah.
Okay. This is from Anonymous. I don't remember if I've listened to this or not. So let's play it.
Hi there. I'm listening to your podcast. Thank you so much. I was listening to the one on medication and psychiatry, and I am in Canada, and I just wanted to put in that psychiatry in Canada is covered. So that's why it's not in your benefits, because it's the same as going to a doctor. You generally need a referral from your doctor to see a psychiatrist, but then it is fully covered by healthcare. And yes, it is very difficult. There's a huge shortage, especially dealing with like adult and child psychiatry is huge shortage, and adults as well. But yeah, I used to work admin in a psychiatric practice. So just wanted to share that piece of information. That's why it's not in your benefits, because it should be covered by healthcare. And appointments range anywhere from, I think it was 10, 15 minutes to, which is usually just when you're like refilling a prescription, checking in with the medication and how it's going, to an hour or sometimes 90 minutes, but that's really rare. There'd have to be a reason for booking that long of an appointment.
Okay. I think it might have cut that person off, but that was some good information. Lori, do you have anything to add since that's your world?
Yeah, that's, thanks so much for sharing that. So that episode was recorded like 3 years ago, I think now, like the medication one was really early. So,
well, they might've been talking about the one.
The Seroquel one.
The Seroquel one. And then there was that person that came on that was a doctor or like trained to be a doctor, but wasn't practicing medically, who talked basically about meds the whole time, it seemed like.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So anyways, I'm not sure which episode it was, but yeah, so it's not part of benefits because of that. If you're a Patreon listener, you'll know that you got a bonus episode this month or last month around my psychiatry visit that I had waited for, you know, 4 or 5 months for. It was shorter than the episode, which was a 18-minute episode, I think. And they wouldn't even prescribe me meds. I had to go back to a different doctor to prescribe meds. And she just told me that I was fat and should get motivated because it's better if I'm just skinny and exercise, which anyways.
Did you like yell at her?
No, I didn't. I should have, but I didn't.
You should report her to the board.
Yeah, I should. But I mean, like they're not going to do anything in that circumstance, because I'm sure they're going to be like, well, yeah, if you lost weight, maybe you wouldn't be mentally ill, which is obviously not true. I've been 100 pounds less than I am.
Yeah, no, I want to report her to the board. We can cite a peer-reviewed scientific article with data about how mental health is not inherently connected to medical health.
Or weight.
Well, that covers that. Any medical conditions.
Yeah, I mean, anyways. So yes, psychiatry is covered technically, but the issue is access, right? Like, thankfully, I have the financial privilege of like having a job and wanting to pay out of pocket, but I'm not able to pay out of pocket, which is really shitty because like more than a 15-minute appointment every 10 years would be nice.
Can you just pay someone in the States?
No. Oh, in the States. Probably, but then I don't know if they can prescribe meds. So I don't know if it would, like, they probably can't prescribe meds to Canada. I thought about it.
Well, why can't you just have them send them to?
To my doctor?
No, to the nearest pharmacy in Washington.
Yeah, it would depend on the med, because I get my meds covered here. So I would pay out of pocket for that too.
Amazon.
They don't do meds here.
Amazon Pharmacy?
I don't think that's a thing here.
You're kidding.
I've never heard of it. Amazon
Pharmacy? Well, it's new. Anyways, I digress. If you can figure out a way to do the meds thing, I have a psychiatrist for you.
Okay. Well,
you pay out of pocket for.
Honestly, what I'm looking for is some clarity on diagnosis more than anything. So that would still be helpful. Yeah, it doesn't look like Amazon Pharmacy exists yet, but it will be.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways. Yeah. So thank you for clarifying. That's super helpful. Obviously we're super blessed that we have like free healthcare. The issue is like access makes it really, really difficult. So in certain circumstances, I would rather just pay out of pocket for something like Absolutely. That. But you can't, which is the hard part.
They don't let you pay out of pocket?
No, because what's covered, to be fair, there's a reason for that. It's so that people don't like just pay their way to get good healthcare because they have financial privilege. But like if something's covered by our medical, then you can't get it paid out of pocket because then you're skipping the line, essentially.
You don't have doctors in your country that don't contract with insurance that are only private practice?
Essentially, no. Like, that's a bit of a, like, obviously it's a giant can of worms that we could go into, but like, generally speaking, no, I can't just like go to a doctor and pay for it myself or through insurance. Our insurance wouldn't even cover that. Like, we wouldn't cover.
No, that's what I mean. That's the point, is go to a doctor that's not credentialed with insurance and who's practicing as an MD or a psychiatric nurse practitioner, only private pay.
No, you can't do that.
They don't have those?
No. There's a couple of court cases that you can look up, like the Canby court case in BC, where like they tried to do that for, I think it was hip and knee replacements. And then you're not allowed to, because if
How
it's covered.
Can your medical system tell providers what they have to do from a business perspective? That's fucking insane. Because like I'm credentialed, right? I get to choose if I credential with public insurance, private insurance, which private insurances I want to be credentialed with or not. Or I get to choose, I don't want to credential with any, and I build my own caseload and everybody pays me cash.
You could do that here, but medical, like doctors can't.
We have naturopaths in this country that do that and prescribe medication. We have medical doctors in this country that do that and prescribe medication. I cannot believe they don't have that in Canada. Because my naturopathic doctor is not in network with my insurance. I pay her $150 a session.
Naturopaths are different though for here. Like I don't like naturopaths. I would pay out of pocket, but like,
but a naturopathic doctor could diagnose and provide med management.
I don't think they can here, I think is the difference. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure they can't. Either way, that's not covered under our universal health care.
Which is good, because then you could see them.
Yeah. I just don't know if I would.
Why?
I don't know. I wouldn't. Like, I don't know what I would see them for. I don't know.
For med management.
I don't think they do med management here, though.
Well, that's what I'm looking up. College of Naturopaths of Ontario. The registrant can prescribe a drug and they can perform dispensing of compounds, selling of drugs. When prescribing a drug, the requirements of performing that act on the controlled acts page do not apply. The registrant can only prescribe a drug to a patient. The drug has to be prescribed for therapeutic process. The registrant must have sufficient knowledge, skill, and judgment about the drug. The registrant must determine that the patient's condition warrants the drug. Yeah, you can pay out of pocket to see a naturopath and they can give you med management.
Weird.
There's naturopathic doctors that work very closely with mental health teams. So you can find a naturopathic doctor who's very well versed in mental health.
Weird.
And I will be honest with you, a naturopathic doctor, in my experience, way better.
Yeah, way more holistic, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna have to look into that. That's interesting. I mean, I'm lucky that I have a really good nurse practitioner. Like, I'm not, like, in that sense, I'm lucky. The annoying part is, like, the fact that I waited so long for the psychiatry consult and it was just, like, complete bullshit. That's the part that was, like, super frustrating.
That fucking blows, dude. I want you to report them, but I don't get to decide that, obviously.
I really should. Because I used to manage the, like, complaints department. So I know what they're going to say. And they're going to say, like, well, that's her clinical judgment. So it is what it is. But
yeah, it's not scientifically shown to be.
No. And like the funny thing is, it's like I've been 100 pounds less and more mentally ill than I am now. Right. So it's like you can't just tell me that my weight is the only thing that is impacting my health.
Right.
But anyways, interesting. There's so many of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, you gotta take an alternative path around that bullshit system you guys have. We gotta do a little loopy loop here.
I do want to say that, like, our system, I would much rather live in our system than your system.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, which is crazy.
For a mental health perspective.
I should clarify. For physical health. But for a
medical perspective.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Physical health, I would absolutely always choose to live here. For I would mental too, health, I don't know.
For medical, I would choose to live there also, but I'd still pay out of pocket for naturopathy to see a doctor faster than your system would allow me. But then I could go to the hospital for free, so that would work.
Yeah, like if you break a leg or get hit by a car, like you're free.
But mental health, I would absolutely never.
Yeah, that's one of the really interesting things about this show is like this podcast is like it's so clear that like your mental health system works better than ours and our physical health system works better than yours.
Way better.
Like it's super interesting.
Yeah. I mean, you talk about being able to see a therapist like 4 times a year. I can see mine 48 times a year.
But that's through your private insurance?
Yeah. But Medicaid would do the same.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I have clients on Medicaid who I see once a week for years.
Ugh. Yeah, that's amazing. I get $300 a year, $500 a year. And like my appointments are $160.
Right.
So, although actually, Aaron's insurance just went up to $2,500 a year. So that's like a huge difference.
Oh, you can buy a lot more with that.
Yeah. It's still not.
But like, what do they think? I mean, I don't even have like, I get 3 sessions to build a treatment plan. What are you guys going to do in 4 sessions? You don't even know each other.
No, it's nothing. And that's because I have a job that has good insurance.
Like, insanity.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would never do it for that reason. Okay. Thank you to that person. Let's listen to one more.
To stop in and say hello. It's Brittany Eldridge. I was stopping in to listen to Allie's interview on the podcast. Anyways, I just wanted to let you know I stopped by. Take care. Bye.
Thank you, Brittany, for listening to the pod. Yeah, I think Lori really enjoyed her conversation with Allie. So we appreciate you.
I sure did. Love Allie.
Okay. I think we're all caught up. I think there might be one more. I'm not sure. I'll have to go back through it later. And if we have more voicemails, we'll listen to them at the next time we record. But let's talk about 2023. What was your favorite part of the year from a podcast perspective?
Ooh. Well, I think like overall, I think we talked about this in our last yearly recap too, but like our new way of recording has been so helpful. I really loved my episode with Connor's family. And we've had so much feedback about that episode. Just the mom, dad, and brother, like, dynamic is so beautiful to watch and, like, how they were so honest about, like, yeah, it's really, really hard. But, like, at the end of the day, like, we love our person. And as long as we can set boundaries, we're good with it. I really loved that episode.
So validating. But also, totally. Like, held Connor accountable.
Exactly. Yeah, that was what was really cool. I would say, like, other episodes, I'm just looking back now. we've talked before, I think in our September episode, maybe, about the BPD book club series, yeah, which like still love and hate.
Yeah.
Right.
Same.
And
what about super feelers? Like what was good for you this year with super feelers?
Yeah, I love super feelers. I am really like excited that we're doing these topic specific sessions now. That's so cool. I still think we're kind of like working out the kinks of it, like just in terms of like when the topics are so specific, sometimes the attendance is really low, which is okay. But it's like, at what point do we close a session and be like, man, like if only two people are coming, then is there a point in running it?
I haven't had that experience. My groups have been smaller, but they've had like 5 to 7 people or so in them.
And okay, that's a good group.
It's been great. It seems to be such a good size. It's like, because you can really like get into it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, we have our, I think this will come out after this one happens, but our like surviving school one. And I think just because like, that's so specific that like, there's only, I think, 3 or 4 people registered. So like at that point, you know, if people don't show, then like, you know, whatever. But our parenting one was great. I loved that one.
Was it? With your dad?
Yeah, with my dad. Yeah, we'll have to do that one again. I just haven't scheduled it yet. And then the workplace wellness one was great as well. That one was a small group, but I just like loved it. And so just like really excited that we're branching out and that we've trained new people. And like, I think it's just awesome.
Yeah, I'm thinking about making the queer group ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like once a month. I really liked that. And that feels really like good for my heart right now to make that ongoing for a couple of months. The art group was way fun too. Like we shared our art and it was really nice to like create in session. I don't know, that one was like way fun for me. It's just been nice to have them be a little bit different, I think, for sure. And for me, being able to do them in the morning, it's been really nice to just like get back to super feelers, because I was like, I'm just not able to do the evening times with work and with my energy, and I've been feeling so guilty, like Lori's gonna think I don't love her and I'm not in this with her or whatever, but
it's okay. That's why we're training new people. We're expanding. That's the whole point.
Yeah. So it's been really fun to get back to super feelers, and I'm really loving my morning times, and yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. It's super nice for people to have options too, in terms of time, right? Like the 5 to 7 or 5:30 to 7 PST like works for the majority of our people, but we're not blind to the fact that it doesn't work for everyone. So like having the options is super nice too. It's just like trying to find a scheduling, like that's why the one-off sessions are so much nicer, because like I can't commit every week to a Sunday because that's just not good for my wellness, but I can commit every once in a while or whatever.
Yeah. I think I'm going to keep the Friday morning-ish when I do them, maybe like twice a month.
Okay. For the pure one, or sorry, the queer one specifically?
Well, one of them, I'd like to do once a month, the queer one. Can you hear my cat?
Nope.
Okay, great. So yeah, so more to come with super feelers in 2024. Honestly, I don't even think I had like a favorite episode this last year. I kind of feel like the podcast has been like way far in the background of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And in some ways, that's been really nice to not be so integrated with it. Because for a while, I was getting like a lot of like really intense like feelings of like responsibility for our community. And I love our community, and I always want to do what I can to like be engaged and offer support, but also like, you know, not feeling like I have to respond to messages right away when people message me and are like, I have a question or, it's been nice. The more we've talked about on the podcast setting boundaries, I've been getting a lot fewer of the like crisis messages and more of the just like, Thank you.
Hey, I appreciate
you. Do you have time? Can you answer this question and stuff? So
yeah, we always appreciate that. I get a lot of those too. And like the like, I don't know, like you don't need to answer this if you don't want to. And like, my thing is like, I'll always answer. It's just like, it might take me a really long ass time, but it's nice to not have the pressure to answer in case I don't want to or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of messages, we have a Patreon member to thank for this episode. Mm. So Christina, thank you so much for becoming our new Patreon this month. We're super excited. And we've had a lot of bonus content on Patreon, which I think is like bonus episodes on Patreon, which I think is a bit of a new thing for us. And I think that's really awesome as well. Hopefully people are liking them.
So things to look forward in 2024. Lori got our YouTube page up and mostly at a standstill, but it's up. It seems like we're not.
Yeah. We just did our first few episodes just to help people find the podcast essentially. Yeah. It's the same episodes that you've already heard. So you don't need to go look at them again, but if you want to subscribe, you can. I don't think at this point there's anything that's going to be like new and exciting coming on there other than just episode audio.
Well, but maybe there will be. I don't want to write that out. I think it could be fun. So don't write off the idea that maybe Lori and I will have some short
something,
like extras on somewhere, sometime with our faces instead of just our voices. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
I think I've got another journal in the making. Like I did the Exploring Borderline Strengths. So that might be coming this year, but do you have any thoughts about what's coming this next year?
No, I think a lot of like interesting conversations with people. I think like I have some things in my life going on right now where I like can't really plan ahead, which is not like a suicide risk, by the way.
No. just clarify. Like adult life things.
Yeah, like just like other life things that I need to figure out before I like really get excited about the future. Again, not. This sounds like I should be doing a safety plan. This is not that. I just can't talk about them at the moment. And so I don't know. Like, I think just I love having the conversations with people all over the world. I think it's so cool. Like, I think we hear so many varied perspectives. I'm really like thankful for everybody who shares and everybody who listens. There'll be more of that. I don't know if we have anything like in particular, like a new series or anything like that, but I'm sure over the year we'll come up with something because we always do.
Well, my friend, here's to 2024. Let's do the damn thing.
Let's do it. Oh my God, for a minute I had a thought that this wasn't recording and I was like, oh my God.
Hi friends. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Bold, Beautiful, Borderline podcast. Lori and I are so grateful that you're here with us on this journey, and we can't wait to dive into more topics in the future with you all about borderline and even have some more fun and exciting guests to join us on the podcast. If you really enjoyed this episode, we would love if you would rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen. We would also love to see you interact with us on social media and on our Patreon page. The links to that are included in the show notes, so check us out there. We would be incredibly honored to get to know you all as you get to know us and our recovery stories. We love you, and we'll see you next time.